I am proud to be joined here by Jerry Ammett, age 102. Madam Secretary, Arizona cast 34 votes for Senator Sanders.
And 51 votes for the next president of the United States of America, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
The Stephanie Miller Show, live from the DNC, joined by that guy that we just heard, Representative, I'm going to hope I say this right,
Gallego.
All right, I knew I'd screw it up.
That's okay.
Of the great state of Arizona, the 7th Congressional District. That was a moment. So she's 102.
That's right.
Yes.
And was born way before women even had the right to vote.
She remembers seeing her mom cast her first vote.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, she said that last night, and what a moment. I mean, it's a series of moments and highlights, isn't it?
It was a great moment for us. Jerry's an institution in the Democratic Party. She's always been, in Arizona Democratic Party, she's always been involved. She's at every event, and this year she was still volunteering at her age for Hillary Clinton in the primary, so it's been amazing to see her, and there's no way we could not have given her this honor.
Yeah, oh my God, and that, you know, wasn't there a little... kid that did it for some, which is right. We had so much diversity in so many ways.
Yeah.
But who was that? Am I thinking right? Is there a little kid? I don't know. But I the diversity makes my head spin. I love it.
Yeah, it's unlike the Republican convention, we've certainly had diversity. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Really, you think? What we're asking everybody, what were your highlights?
I mean, I think the highlights so far, to begin with, Michelle just rocked the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really, every single person we've asked today, Michelle is their highlight.
Just changched the tone on Monday and really, you know, put us on the right footing for Tuesday. And then I think on Tuesday, you know, we had just a great, great night, and ending it with Bill Clinton really giving a stark contrast of what we have, what our options are. And so those two kind of bookends, I think, have been very, very strong, and I think we're going to have a great night tonight.
Yeah, I do, too. Let's listen to a little more, because it's a big dog's last, you know, last convention.
I saw the girl again, standing at the opposite end of that long room. Finally, she was staring back at me. So I watched her. She closed her book, put it down, and started walking toward me. She walked the whole length of the library, came up to me and said, "Look, if you're going to keep staring at me, and now I'm staring back, we at least ought to know each other's name. I'm Hillary Rodham. Who are you?" I was so impressed and surprised that, whether you believe it or not, momentarily I was speechless.
First of all, he has made it harder for men, because now apparently you have to buy a girl a house, not just a ring. That's what I took from that story.
Yeah, houses were cheaper back in the day.
That's true. What do you look forward to tonight? Because now we have the sitting president's last convention speech.
I think Vice President Biden's really going to bring it. And then President Obama's going to, you know, come and really put the capstone, I think, to his career, and passing on his legacy to President Clinton. And I think, it's great to see him kind of lay out the argument of why what he has done over the last 8 years need to continue into the next 8 years.
I almost feel like we planned this perfectly. Like, it's sort of built every night, and I just think last night was amazing. I think tonight's going to be obviously amazing in different ways, and I can't imagine by Thursday. I think Hillary Clinton has been set up perfectly.
I think the rising crescendo that's been occurring, I think, is going to be really fitting to when she gets in there and just accepts the nomination and really closes a very successful convention and goes right on to the trail.
Bernie Sanders said he plans to return to the Senate as an independent, but I think he has left the Democratic Party better than he found it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think any time you have any kind of competitive race, you're always going to leave the party stronger. Mm-hmm. And he's not really leaving the party. He's just going to go back and caucus.
He ran as an independent, so he said, "I'm going to serve out my two years as an independent.
He ran for Senate as independent. He ran as a Democrat.
Right. I'm sorry. For Senate.
But and he'll serve as an independent as the Democratic caucus. But the party is stronger because he did get involved in the election. We have a lot more participation, and we're going to have a lot more voters and people that are involved into the future that normally would not have been involved.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel the unity. I felt the turn yesterday. Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I think it really started turning after Michelle, but it was great to see.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Representative, thank you so much for your time on such a busy week.
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you.
We appreciate it.